Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. My favorite hour each week. I hope it's yours. Let's get to it. Straight to the mat. Today's show, 320. 320 hours of shows for you. If you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. Today's show, why people don't heal, how the force must guide us. Why people don't heal? You might be asking yourself that question about you. If not, then you want radiant health because there's nothing wrong. Either way, you have to understand the force. No. This is not an esoteric show. This is not philosophic. This show has enormous practical application. I want you to understand that. This is about how to do it, how to do it right. This is about someone, that someone me, after 2.5 decades of watching people suffer through all sorts of health calamities. Some of them get through and some of them don't. As a doctor, if you care, you have to ask yourself why some people heal and why some people don't. The truth is, it has nothing to do with what you're taught in school. Doctors are not really taught to spend much time on why people don't heal. And patients know far, far, far less. The learning curve in health is so far behind. We have to do so much. That's why I do this show. That's why you listen to this show. I'm glad to say after 5 years, I have people all over the world listening to this show. And this show is not for everybody. But I want you to spread the word because holistic medicine must do more. It must do more because to think that your healing is about finding the right doctor with the right solution, with the right set of nutritional supplements that are going to live up to the claims. Really, we have to expand ourselves on this concept. Look, I argue this because that's the way I was taught. I was taught, go to school, get the best grades, get the best degrees, go to a bunch of schools, have a bunch of degrees, and be the best, and it would all work out. You'd see the miracles. And if you didn't, well, then just go work for someone or with someone that was famous and well-known and so on and so forth, and they would show you the miracles, and then you would learn how to perform the miracles. I never saw it. I'm telling you, I never saw it. This is one of the most disheartening parts of my life, that what I was taught against all my educations, chiropractic school, acupuncture school, you name it, I'm still in school. I'll die in school. Every holistic subset of medicine that you go to promises things that in the end you do not see in the reality of your practice. And I can tell you after 25 years, I'm better than most. So you never say you're the best, but I am in that level. And if the healing was anything like the schools I've gone to and the teachers I've had told me it was, I wouldn't do this show. I wouldn't have to do this show. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This show is conceptual. You, John Q. Public, do not heal without understanding concepts. That's not philosophy. That's not theology. That's not esoteric. Concepts lay the foundation to action. You have to know what you're doing and why you're doing it before you spend the time, energy, and money actually doing it. We are not dogs. We are not slaves. We need to understand why. And you have to honor that within yourself, whether you like it or not. And often you don't like it. Why? Because it takes time to learn. You want to be out doing other things. Patients don't want to go to doctors to learn about their health. Health is very low on the list for many, many people. Health is something you look at when you can't do what you want to do. If you want to golf, if you want to run, if you want to pick your grandkids up, if you want to drive a fast car, if you want to go to the moon, whatever you want to do, if you can't do it because you don't feel good, that's when you look at health. Before that, you're not interested. That's human nature. You got to accept that. And that's the issue. Why people don't heal. The Force. Remember the Force? Remember back in the late 70s, Star Wars, right? I know this is just Hollywood. This has nothing to do with anything. Well, there's something called the midichlorian count. Midichlorian count. If you're on the website, straighttalk.cc, look up what is the midichlorian count. I'll quote picture 13. Midichlorians are intelligent microscopic life forces that symbiotically live inside the cells. And what they do is they detect the pervasive energy field known as the Force. The midichlorian counts were linked to the potential in the Force. And in Star Wars, if you remember, and who hasn't seen Star Wars? Who had the most midichlorians in Star Wars? Darth Vader, right? The antihero that became the hero. And then who had the second largest number of midichlorians? Darth Sidious, that was the evil emperor. And then who had the third largest number of midichlorians? Yoda. And then Luke Skywalker. And then his sister. And what's the point? The point is that there's something that in Western vernacular, in the language of the United States, say, we don't really talk about. You may call it charisma. You can call it personality, dynamic life force. You can call it whatever you want. It's bigger than that. It means a lot more than that. And if you remember those scenes between Yoda and Luke Skywalker out in the bog, when Skywalker's trying to lift the spaceship out of the swamp, and Yoda's trying to coach him on how to be successful, and Skywalker doesn't have the right attitude, and Yoda keeps banging on his head, and Skywalker doesn't have the right attitude, and Yoda keeps training him and banging him on the head, so to speak, and shaking his life up. Well, guess what? That's what doctors are supposed to do. That's right. Really, sit back, relax, and think about what I just said. Your doctor's a trainer. Your doctor's not the guy you go to for the recipe. Your doctor's the guy you go to build the force, the potential of your life force. And here's another non-democratic statement. Not everyone has the same amount. Some people may not like that. Somebody may not like that. But we're not all the same that way. But that's the truth. Some people have greater potentials. Some people are born with more midichlorians than others. Now, where we are democratic is, regardless of who you are and how much you've got, you have equal right to develop it. That's where we are democratic. Where we are not democratic, where we are in reality, is that people have different amounts. What does this mean? I'll tell you what it means. Come on in, sit down across my big fat oak desk, mahogany desk tomorrow, and I'm going to figure out just how fast you're going to move the ball based on what God gave you if you want to employ the gifts you were given. What it means is if you're interested in holistic health, you're bringing to the table a certain amount of potential, of currency, of midichlorian, of life force. And when you have a lot of it, you figure out how to absorb out of the tasks you're given. You figure out how to absorb out of the health tasks you're given, the cleanses, the stretches, the psychology, the physical manipulation, the books to read, so many things, you figure out at a faster rate how to translate that into health as it relates to your health concern. Whether you are dying of cancer or whether you simply want to live to 100 years old vibrantly, it's the same thing. Now let that go very deeply inside of yourself. Because your job is to enhance your sensitivity. So I'm going to twist things now. Your job is to listen to your body with ever-increasing sensitivity over the days, weeks, months, years, over the pennies, the dollars, and the hundreds of dollars. And what you pay somebody to do is help guide you. Doctors are nothing more, but nothing less than Yoda. That is the truth. That is the way we should be looking at our health. If you're looking to find somebody, that's what you're looking to find. A board of regents who have trained diligently, not academically, not just academically, clinically, not just clinically, but within themselves, so that they are supremely sophisticated at listening and interpreting the signs that their body gives them, which is what they're teaching you to do. That is what you're paying for. I just want to know what herb to take. I just want a doctor to tell me good things. I just want to find a doctor that loves me, a doctor that really cares. You see, these things are important, but really, it's not what it's about. If I want a surgeon, I want a surgeon that is devoted passionately to the art of surgery. The most effect for the least amount of cutting and done correctly. I kind of really don't care if he cares about me. I don't need his love. I say this kind of tongue in cheek, but I hope you get my point. The public's version of what they want from the doctor and what they should want from the doctor generally have nothing to do with each other. That's why I do this show. We've got to close the learning curve. You can choose to stay in your reality. I assure you that has consequences. So each of us was born with a certain amount of midichlorian. What does that mean? It means that when you do a task, a health task, a coffee enema, an olive oil flush for your liver, a stretch for your tendons, when you change something in the experiment at night to push your sleep towards a better sleep, when some doctor says, do this, the do of this is not, oh, yes, I did it. It's, we're going to ask you to do something, and then we're going together to listen to your body. Tell us if we hit the mark or how far off the mark we were. To learn how to divest your energy, to learn how to use your finances, to learn how to spend your time efficiently is to know that you have to listen to the response of your body. That's what people hate to do. And they don't even know to do it, and then they don't even know when they're not doing it. And then the doctor can't get any information. The patient can't get any information. There's no real inquiry into cause and effect. You just don't walk in with a symptom on a sheet of paper and have somebody go, okay, symptom. Now let's do a multiple choice test. Which nutritional supplement for this health concern, this symptom? It doesn't work that way. You think it does because that's the way we sell you herbs. Forget that. If you ace on that one, well, you got lucky, so great. Let's get over it and get to the point. If you're in a complicated labyrinth, or if it's not a health concern along the lines of an illness, but you want at 60 or 70 to make it to 80 or 90 vibrantly, I mean vibrantly, then you have to understand what I'm talking about. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you're nodding your head, be careful. If you want to understand what I'm talking about, I get it. You want to course through the exercises of health, asking yourself,